Hello and welcome to the to another session of the Corona Investigative Committee. Today we're pleased and honored to talk to Professor Luc Montagnier, who has studied the nature of the virus that we're dealing with in detail. And he's also looking at the consequences of the vaccination program that's now going on. And he will share some of his thoughts about this with us.
The antibody against the raised by the vaccine are not against a real virus. They are reacting against the Wuhan virus,
yes,
but not to the new variants.
I think there is one other point that normally we have the immunity when we get the virus through the airways. We get the virus through the nose and through the mouth. But when you inject them, they come from the wrong side. They come from inside. They come from the body liquids. And so the immune system has different possibilities to react on this spike or on this virus parts. So I think this is very important too, because you have different capacity in your lymphocyte tissue in the mouth and in the nose than you have somewhere in the body. We don't know where the targets are.
Yes, but this before the antibody reaction, I think they are now well-established toxic effect of the spike protein itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm referring to the last work, the work of Professor Riddle in Canada, who studied that in detail, showing that really this protein can induce blood clotting.
Clotting, yes.
Yes, and if there is coronary blood clotting, you have infarctus and people die. And indeed, in most of countries, starting with mass vaccination, you have a peak of death within 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks after vaccination. This is a well-established fact. We cannot deny about this. And you can, of course, trying to explain by perhaps other mechanisms that the
antibody dependent
reaction. But even now, before that, you may have some toxic effect because this protein does not only stay in the muscle, it does, you know, it's made and travel inside the body in the circulation. And also many organs like liver and brain. Brain is symptom also targeting the brain. So it is probably going through the blood-brain barrier.
Barrier, yes.
So this is probably now the main toxic effect, and this is a sufficient reason to ask for stopping this kind of vaccination, because you are saving lives if you stop it.
Yes.
If you continue, you are causing life. You think this can be accepted now by the public? What is the situation in Germany? Is the Germany, like France, very enthusiastic about the vaccine or starting asking questions?
The German government is very obedient, and the German government follows the program of those people who have started it. So the Germans, they bought a lot of vaccines, and they want to start to vaccinate children now, which is horrible. They want to start in the summer holidays or around the summer holidays, and they already bought vaccines, although it was not on the market. Mm-hmm. So they ordered it. And we know that there are no cases in school, that no children get ill from coronavirus. There would have been 4 deaths in 1 year from coronavirus in our hospitals from over 10 million children, only 4 cases of death from coronavirus. From influenza, there have been 9 cases in German hospitals. So there is no reason vaccinating the children. But they say the children are super spreaders. And this is normal, we know this. Children have to learn all the viruses. And it's not only coronavirus, it's all viruses the children learn to know, get to know, and they bring it to their parents. We speak about very normal things that happen every year. And what they do now, they have an observation of the whole case, which makes it a strange thing, as if it never happened before. This is not true. We have normal situation with children. We have normal situation in schools, in kindergartens, and everywhere. And there were no more cases. And what they do now with the vaccination is a crime.
Absolutely, it's a crime.
The enthusiasm about vaccinations here in Germany and in the United States is getting lower and lower because people understand, because they're reading this in the alternative media on the internet, they understand that it's dangerous, it's killing people. In fact, we have made an interview with a whistleblower, someone who works at a nursing home and a care home for the elderly here in Berlin. And she told us that out of 31 people who got vaccinated, 8 of them died within 3 weeks. 11 more suffered serious adverse consequences. And this seems to be representative of what is happening in the world in these nursing homes. But in the meantime, the younger people who get vaccinated have similar adverse reactions. This has even entered the mainstream in the United States. Fox News is a conservative news media outlet, but they have been reporting that on average, 30 people a day die after vaccination. Now, only 1% of what is really going on is reported. So in reality, this may very well be 3,000 people a day who are dying after vaccination.
We have the observation that there is with young people, young men, there has been more cases of myocarditis, infection from the heart muscle. And this is with younger men. I don't know how this could happen, why this is a typical expression of this effects with young male persons. I don't know.
Yes, and to complicate the situation, probably the virus does not act it by itself alone. It's probably helped by a bacterial infection, yeah. Because it showed the effect, it is very clear, the effect of azithromycin, which is part of the treatment. And in the early treatment, this is very important to treat at the first day of infection. But it works. And so this suggests some effect of bacteria as well. So we have to deal with a complex disease. But before that, I think the idea is to stop the vaccination right now. And do you think in European countries we can do that? Is it possible? I understand Germany is like France. They are light, they are bonded by engagement with money and so on and so on.
So we believe Professor Montagnier, we believe that there's a lot of bribery going on. A lot of money is being paid to the hospitals, the doctors, the politicians. We have clear and convincing evidence for that. And that's what makes it so hard to get us out the actual information, because many doctors don't seem to care about what is happening. They only care about the money that they collect for performing these vaccinations. Same story in the United States. And I've heard from my friend and our colleague, Jean-Luc Duhamel, that the same thing is happening in France. There are three complaints that have been filed, or four complaints that have been filed against the European Commission for admitting these so-called vaccines. Our Italian colleague, Dr. Holzeisen, did this, but we don't know what the outcome of this will be. In the meantime, you're of course right. If this continues, then more people will die. And it looks as though the major push is now for the children, because in the United States and in parts of Germany as well, children can now get vaccinated without parental consent, and without even their parents knowing about this. From a legal standpoint, the worst problem that we have here is that patients or people who want to get vaccinated do not get correct information because they are never told that these are not really vaccines, but this is a genetic experiment, and they're never told that there is no real full authorization, but only an emergency use authorization. And that's why we believe this is criminal, this is a crime. And from a medical standpoint, you seem to agree with that.
So can you see some judiciary response to that? Can we do it at the level of the...
Not in this country, not in this country, because when we filed, Viviane Fischer filed a criminal complaint when we first learned about how many people died at this nursing home in Berlin. And the prosecutor answered by saying, no, we're not going to investigate unless a doctor tells us that there's something wrong. Now, what do you expect? The doctors who are killing these people to go forward and go to the police? No way. And a similar reaction we got from another prosecutor's office in another state. So these people will not, the prosecutors in Germany don't really care about this. They will not investigate any of these matters unless you meet one of the very, very few prosecutors who still take their job seriously. But most of the prosecutors, just like the general population, are under pressure and have fallen victim to these lies that are being told about this dangerous virus killing everyone unless we get vaccinated.
So how about the political people which are in charge? Are they opening their ears or completely closed?
What is your...
Only few of them gave some questions, and we have the bad luck that those questions only came from the right wing party, and many people don't like them, and if you go with them, you're immediately put in the right corner, mm-hmm. and they make you a fascist, and so they try to blame you when you go with those people, from the right wing, they use this gap, political gap, to profile themselves. They don't mean it serious. They just make a show out of it, and they are not strong enough. But we have elections in September in Germany, and all the three of us, we go for elections. We will go for elections. There will be a new party. Not the old parties, but there is a new party, which will be a basic democratic party, and which will gather the people who protest now, and we try to shape some organization out of it, and we try to get some people into parliament that we can ask questions and that we can influence what's going on. This is our strategy right now, and we hope we will succeed.
And I would like to add, it's a lot about self-help at the moment. So we have set up like a group of doctors who do autopsies now, and we pay for that. You know, it's sort of independent. So we're looking at corpses and trying to prove that, the reason they died was because of the vaccine, because, you know, we get a lot of people, calling for help, basically, because they say, you know, my grandpa died like 2 days after the vaccination. And I think maybe you mentioned this case, you know, with this young lady who had this, the intestines basically gone. And because of a thrombosis. And so we're looking now at more and more cases of dead people and trying to prove the causality with the vaccine. But it's a little bit of a complicated process, but we're trying to force our way into this.
In the meantime, Professor Montagnier, what we're doing is we're trying to get those people who think they need to get vaccinated because there's pressure from their employers or even from the government. We're trying to get these people to get their to go to a doctor and get their D-dimers taken before vaccination and 7 days after vaccination. because we have evidence that in the meantime, that close to 50% of the people who get vaccinated, their D-dimers are up, which means it indicates that there is blood clotting going on. So that will prove causation. But this is really something that the authorities should do, that the police and the prosecutors should do, but they're not doing their work, just like the politicians are not doing their work. So we're doing this. And as Wolfgang Wodak just explained, we're trying to enter parliament through this new party, which is gathering not just all the people, which is probably 20% of the population, maybe a little more, all the people who have serious doubts about the anti-corona measures, but also all those people who own small and medium-sized businesses who also have serious doubts because it's their businesses that are getting destroyed. For example, the restaurant owners, the hotel owners, they're all joining this party so that there is a joint effort, and it's also an economically powerful effort if we manage to get all these small and medium-sized businesses to join this party.
Is your party having contact with a similar movement in other European countries, like France, for instance, or not?
There is a branch of this party in Italy, but I'm going to talk to Jean-Luc Duhamel again and to Xavier Azabert, because I know that there is a political movement going on in France as well. We should join forces. That's a very good suggestion. Mm-hmm.
So what's the name of your party in Germany? Is it?
It's called Die Basis, which means the base. It's basic democracy because we believe that what brought us here is globalization. It's the global corporations that have too much power, and it's the supranational NGOs like WHO, like the World Economic Forum. All these private supranational organizations have way too much power, and they have been much too close to our politicians. This is not only true for the German politicians, but it's also true for France, because Macron is one of these examples of people who cave in to such powers and who are easily manipulated. Same thing is true for Austria. There's another pretty young chancellor in Austria. He also comes from this, I would call it corruption. It's corruption. It's worldwide corruption, but through the use of these corporations plus the supranational NGOs. They're exerting way too much power. We have to revert back to regionalism. We want to have our own regional chains of supply with the small and medium-sized businesses, with the local farmers, and then they can connect with each other, but we have to get away from globalization. This is what got us here. We need from the bottom up power and not top down power.
Yes. Well, in France, we have some good promoter of this, Eric Zemmour. I don't know if you heard about his name. He was a journalist, but he's more and more political. But he's defending his idea in one TV chain, CNews. And this is the only chain I look at because really, he said the truth. He said the truth in terms of globalization. We are going to a world, a terrible, not only because of this epidemic, but because of the organization. You know, the organization is to suppress everything which is abnormal, contrary to the rule. And so there will be no more discussion, no more democracy.
Yeah,
we are defending democracy, actually.
That is the point. That is the point, Professor Montagnier. We, when we first started out with our Corona Committee, which was in July 10th last year, we had no idea that we would find these things out, because we were wondering, what about the virus? What about the PCR tests? And now it turns out it has never been, this whole thing has never been about health. They're just pushing the corona agenda in order to make us look in that direction, and we won't know what's going on behind our backs. They're destroying not just our small and medium businesses, the middle class, and this is true not just for Germany. This is true for France, the entire, for Europe, entire world. But at the same time, they're trying to take away our liberty, our freedom. And that we must fight. We must fight against this, and we have to internationally connect.
And yes, we have to fight people which are trained to lie. You know, they don't say the truth.
Yeah.
We come back to the old time of radio, you know. It's terrible. I was already born, and I could feel that already. And we are coming back to this time. So I think it would be important that there be some link between your movement and what is done in France, Italy, also maybe other European countries. But yes, also to know that African countries are not very much hit by the virus. And I'm working on that. Why? You know, try to know why. And we are thinking another vaccine may protect them, which is BCG. BCG is Basilical Medgera. It's against tuberculosis. But he has not really proven. He could not avoid tuberculosis transmission. He may avoid some serious grave consequence of the infection, but they don't cure. But this vaccine is made of Mycobacterium bovis from a related virus to the Mycobacterium Koch bacterium, and it's interesting that he induced a very strong cellular immunity, T-cell, what we call T-cell dependent immunity, which is probably key also in the coronavirus infection, not the antibody, it's why it doesn't make too much effect. So I think we are asking why some countries, some African countries, are really low incidence of COVID-19. And it seems that the country have still kept tuberculosis vaccination, BCG vaccination at birth. So we are checking that right now, but it could be, you know, a positive reaction against vaccine. We're saying we are not against vaccine, but we are for vaccine which are really doing something good for the people, not too bad. And if they protect against COVID-19, it will be very interesting. I just mentioned that we are just beginning, but if you heard about some community which are also still vaccinated by BCG, it would be interesting to see their level of infection, their incidence of infection.
Can I ask a question, Professor Montagnier, since I was only able to join a little bit later? I have a question. I'm not sure if this was discussed before. Like, what's the time frame of the, you know, the damages that you see, and in what, like, order? So when do you think, like, the first major, like, larger group of people will die from the vaccines, and from what exactly, and what do you think how that will, you know, follow suit?
What is the question?
The question is, we know now that these so-called vaccines are dangerous. Right. And some of the experts who we spoke with, including Professor Bakhti from Germany, including Mike Yeadon, formerly of Pfizer, but also Wolfgang Wodak, are expecting people to have serious problems in the fall and in the winter, when those people who got vaccinated meet the actual real virus. Do you agree with that, or what do you expect?
Yeah, there are different waves. The first wave, I think, probably is linked to the toxic effect of the spike protein itself. Okay? The second wave would be that of variants resistant to the vaccine, selected because of their mutation. Okay, so the last wave, which would last very long, could be some neurological effects, because some of the sequence of the virus are close to sequence related to prions. So it means proteins which are
folded
in a way which also induce new bad folding or the similar proteins, and so they have effect on degenerations, like Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, but it probably all the neurodegenerative disease in which prion could intervene. It means Alzheimer disease and Parkinson's disease. No, Creutzfeldt is very rare, still very rare. But it's possible that some people will die of so-called Creutzfeldt disease. It's possible, but it will take more time. So, and actually I was struck by the fact that another causative agent, which has nothing to do with the virus, but this is chemical, have been shown recently by a group of workers in the East Coast of the United States, that there are some new generative, transgenerative effect. It means people on rats. And rats fed with glyphosate, they don't show much the disease. But their first, second, and third generation do. They show cancer, also neurodegenerative disease. So it seems there is some transgenerational effect, epigenetic, we call it, epigenetic effects. And this could also happen to the virus effect. You could have some effect, not on people, but in people which are born to those people, okay? So that's actually the most dangerous, but it will be very difficult to show because it will take some time. And, you know, only time will tell us.
Some of the doctors and scientists told us that as soon as the actual flu wave starts in the fall and in the winter and in the spring, those who got vaccinated, or many of those who got vaccinated, will show the effects of this ADE, antibody dependent enhancement. Do you see that as a danger as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what about the autoimmune problems?
The autoimmune problem, I was arrested also doing telling that that the autoimmune disease like multiple sclerosis could go up as well. But it will take some time, and again, it will be difficult if you have a doctor which say, well, it has nothing to do with the vaccine. It will be more difficult to show. So it's very important that we show it now, you know, on the first wave, the effect on the spike protein itself, you know, before
what,
the...
What do you think about reproduction, the effect on reproduction with women and with men?
Yes.
How do you judge on that?
It seems that the spike protein has some effect, especially in women.
It's over.
Some ovarian tropism, and also the effect on their reproductive lives, you know, the menstruation. So yes, this will touch many women, and since it's new, we can make people asking why. You know?
Yes, I think
and
it's very.
Do you
important.
Expect for? Sorry, Wolfgang.
We have this program that we ask people to measure already Rainer said, to measure the D-dimers and to measure thrombocytes to recognize when there starts a thrombopenia, the consumption thrombopenia, and because we do it before the vaccination and 1 week after. And we want to prove with it that there is the effect of the spikes and there is the effect of thrombosis. Very, very, and all we hear is that it starts already 1 day after the vaccination and it lasts for several days and perhaps it grows. So we don't know how long it lasts. And there is another problem that the mRNA might be get part of the DNA, with a retro mechanism like line one and other mechanisms that may
yes.
And if this is the case,
it has been published. Actually, there is a paper by the group of Ronish at MIT showing that some RNA already reverse transcribed into DNA and inserted in the genome. It's already done.
And then it may be reassembled to as RNA, and there may be spikes coming again and again.
Yes. Spikes everywhere. Yes, it's an impossible world. I'm still surprised that everybody accept this. You know, this is a new world, a new conception of life.
It looks, Professor Montagnier, as though this is being done on purpose. This is no coincidence. We don't think these are collateral damages, but I think that what is happening is intended to happen. The people who are pushing this agenda seem to be very evil people who want to reduce the population by way of using these so-called vaccines, because there is no other way of explaining this. All the doctors and scientists, they're not too stupid. They know what's going on, but they're not saying anything, unlike you, for example.
I think it's the worst thing is that there are people that think that they know better how mankind has to be. And this is the opposite of science. In science, we all doubt everything, and we have a democratic, we have some voting, and it's error-friendly. But what they do, it's this goes like on rails, and it's not discussed. Nobody can discuss it. They just do it because they have lots of money and they have lots of power, and we have to stop this.
I think the best way to try to convince some people, some of them actually, is to tell them that what is done is against nature.
Yes.
The nature rules, and we are very old product of evolution, of natural evolution, and you can believe in God if you can call God or call nature, but it's something you can do. We would be a very big mistake to work against those rules.
Yes. Yes.
And this is what is done by this epidemic.
We believe you're absolutely right, because many of the people who we spoke with, the lawyers, the economists, the doctors, the scientists, they all agree that of course we have to make an effort to stop this in the courts of law, but we know that many of the courts of law have been undermined by them. But in conjunction with what we are doing, trying to educate the people, this is also what Xavier Azalbert is doing through his reporting in François, and what many other people are doing. But there is a third level, apart from the legal efforts, apart from our educational transparency effort, there is this, as you call it, the spiritual or religious level. This is something that must not be done because it is against everything that creation is about, no matter what you call it. I mean, you can call it spiritualism or religion, but it is against creation. And that is precisely what needs to be stopped.
And Professor Montigny, do you see a way of intervening in order to stop the expression of the spike protein? Is there manufacturing of something that could be, for the victims, basically, once they realize that they have a larger problem? And is there something that could stop the spike protein from being produced in the body?
I'm thinking of that too, of course, but medicine should be open to any kind of medicine, and including homeopathy. Homeopathy, some of my colleagues already have some, proposal of homeopathic drugs, or even the vaccine itself could be diluted. Who knows?
Yes.
So, yes, we are thinking of that too.
Very
but
good.
Coming back to the spiritual aspect, which I think there are many people still inclining to religion. So they should go with us, because again, this is you can call creation, but it could be nature. You can, but we are to be conscious that we are the product of a very long evolution, selection, and so we are not here by chance. But our organization as a biological body is very complex, and we should not touch into our genome unless we control it and we know everything about it. And we are far from being to that stage. So it will be what we call in French, apprenti sorcier. Now we are dealing with apprenti sorcier people, which think they are knowing everything. One of Moderna researchers called that hacking the software of life.
Yes.
Hacking the software. They're completely stupid. They don't know what they are doing, actually.
The nice thing is that life is not unidirectional, but it's always recursive. If you change one thing, you change everything.
Absolutely, everything is linked. So it's really stupid to do what they are doing. But the surprise, you know, some people have been working for many years, several decades on that. And they want to see the outcome, you know, the clinical outcome.
Yes.
But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. So we should try to also to convince educated people. You know, we have to have several types of language going to,
you know. Well, but we have a museum in Berlin. It is called the Holocaust Museum, where all those crimes the German did with the Jewish people and with others, where you can go and we can visit. I'm thinking of a museum where you see all the crimes that are done now.
Yeah,
yeah, we need such a museum in future. We have to plan it now. And we have to have all those crimes and all those stupid things people think they should have done. We have to have it in such a museum.
Does the name of Mejele tell to people still in Germany or not? Mejele, Dr. Mejele.
Of course. He is the one, you know, you're absolutely right to point to this monster. I mean, he's been dead for many years, but that was the end result and the most important outcome of the Nuremberg trials, that these kinds of experiments that this man performed shall never happen again. That's why we now have informed consent. And everything that is happening now is going against this, is a complete violation of the Nuremberg principle and the idea of informed consent.
Totally.
We have Mengele's children now.
Yeah.
We keep in touch, and I appreciate your own work in Germany, and we try to link our country as well. But I think we are conscious that we are on the right track, you know.
That's, yes. Yes.
Those people, all time is passing, you know, they make more and more mistakes because they try to put in their own model, you know, what's happening. And it's very difficult, more and more difficult to explain why there is this disease, one peak of death, 1 week after vaccination. Probably what they say actually now is the complacency.
Complacency.
People are liberated and say this is why they get infected. This is stupid. But,
yes, they're stupid. That is the major point. It's people are complacent, and many people simply shut their eyes, close their eyes, because it is easier for many people to believe that there's a dangerous virus out there than it is to realize that it's their own government and very rich people who run these pharmaceutical and tech industries who are deceiving them. That idea of a dangerous virus being out there is easier to comprehend than to have to understand that the people who we voted for are acting against our best interests, are actually trying to kill us, because that is precisely what is going on.
It's criminal to refuse the treatment, you know, there are
yes.
treatments which are doing well. That's this is the fact. People are cured, even not cured, they can survive in a good shape. That's obvious.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of the alternative treatments because they want to play God. That's mm-hmm. what they want.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, Monsieur Montagnier, Professor Montagnier, it was a real pleasure and an honor to be able to talk to you. We thank you very much for taking this time and effort. We will stay in touch.
We'll stay in touch.
Okay.
So much.
Merci beaucoup, Professor.
Merci beaucoup, Professor Montagnier.
Good.